Let us again start from the Tosfos. Kol anasa domim ba'achel, kivin shezoche ze nishayiv ze b'chalipet. We're speaking about two people, kivin shezoche ze nishayiv ze b'chalipet. So Tosfos says, l'rav da'omar b'kelev shel kaine. Rav holds chalipin works the kalov shel kaine. That means the kaine gives a keli, and for that keli, the makne is makne to him that what he wants to be kaine. So according to Rav, it's very good the lashon of the Mishnah. The Rav doma be kalov shel kaine hochi perushe kiven shezocho ze. Baal who's the zeh, baal achayfet b'matbeye. The Gemara first wanted to learn kala nasa domi means matbeye. Nischayev zeh haloikeyach bo'in tzeichalipin. So the lekeyach is chayev bo'in tzeichalipin. That means, so he's kinda the chayfet. So the chayfetz, which is chalife the matbeyim, so now the bala matbeyim is nishayev ba'inse chalipin. The chol heichet the isay the lehu, wherever it is, it's his. He was kainet. The loygar sinon ze, if we're not goyrese, kiven shezoche ze nishayev b'chalipin. Biloy gasin en ze shayni hachi perushe. Kiven shezocho ze hamoiche mit pematbeye. Nischayev ihu lishalem lelekeyach hachayfetz. So he's mechuyev to shteltzu the chayfetz. Shehu chalifei hamatbeye. This is in place of the matbeye. He gave him a matbeye. It is nischayev ihu lishalem lelekeach hachayfetz. Fine. So, I saw a very choshev ha'ore in a perish mul. He asks, l'chayre, chalipin is a maise kinyin. So when he gives him the matbeya, not he's chayev to pay him. It's his. He was kind of already. What's that? Nischayev lishalem. Is mechuyev the chalipin is kaine. So he says from this, which is we mentioned in the beginning of the sugya, we mentioned the svara, but I like to be machiv a little bit. Ela mashma, the yisoid kinyan chalipin, the yisoid of kinyan chalipin who lekayim es apsike. That means there was an agreement. We make a kinyan chalipin that this agreement should be niskayim. Uch li alfinan, lakayim kol dova. Kloima, sheniskayev, mashe posak, avur hachayfetz hanikne, v'zeh, fine, that's what he says. Now I'd like a little to, that's his loshen. He brings a psaritfin in Kedushin. I'd like to bring a meridike chemde shloime in Bab Metzia Daf Chavtes. The Chemde Shloime says the inyan chalipin sheze noisein loze matonek tas. Reuven gives Shimon a matone, he's giving him the suda. Val yidei ze, because of this matone, gam hu makne loy matone merube. So you gave me a matone, I makne you a matone. Avo ba'oisoi rega, Shahamakne koine hasuda, adayin loikone hakoine. It's not like kinyan kesef. Kinyan kesef means I give you the money, it's mine, automatically. Kinyan chalipin is lekayim koldova. That means where there was an agreement, I'm giving you the suda and you're gonna give me something else. So you have to give me something else, and you machuyev to give me something else. But it doesn't work automatically. It's not a maisa hakinyan like kinyan kesef. Kinyan kesef, so they speak kesef yiknu, you give money, the field belongs to me. I acquire the field. Kinyan chalipin is lekayim kol dova. There was an agreement. I give you the suda. So you have to be makna me, whatever we agreed upon. There's a delayed effect. It doesn't work right away. The kinyan is not right away. That's what the Chemda Shloime says. That is the taich of Chalipin. So Mamela Chalipin is not Kidra. That means we're going to have the next Taisus. Taisus says, when is it Kinyan Kesa? When is it Kinyan Chalipin? If you say it's not Bateiris Kesa, it's not a play of words. Kinyan Kesef means it belongs to me right away as soon as I pay for it. Kinyan Chalipin means I'm giving you a suda, and for this, you're going to be makna me something else. You don't need a new Maisa Kinyan. But this happens a minute later, half a minute later. It's irrelevant. But it doesn't happen right away. So Memela, so it's very meduyik, the Lashon of Tosfos. Kiven shezoche zeh, he was zoche in the suda, nischayev lishalem, he's mechuyev to give him something in return. That means it didn't become his. He's mechuyev to be makdet him. So it's very meduyik, the Lashon of Tosfos. The Tosfos says that's if you hold like Rav, Kalev shel kaine. Now, Ula Levi da'oma be'kalev shel makne. Levi holds kalev shel makne. It works punktvakas according to Levi. According to Levi, the makne gives the kaine asuda, and since he was mekabelit for me, so that hano, that I derived, that he was mekabel the suda for me, so for the hamo, I makne him something else. So the makne gives two things. He first gives the suda, he gets a hano, and then he's makne something else. So ulalevi doma bekelav shal makne vepirushi ipchem. Digasinin ze sheni vgoyres twice ze ochikoma. Kivin shezoche ze halokeach b'matbeye. The lokeach was zoich in the matbeye. Nischayev hamoicha liten loy chalipim. So he was zoich in the matbeye. He was mahane the moicha. Now the moicha is chayev to give him chalipim. Yeah. Vi loy garsin in ze sheini hochi koma. Kiven shezoch alakeye b'matbeye nischayev hu ba'ointzei achayvitz. And it's not, he was eichen the matbeis, he's nischayev ba'ointzei achayvitz. Inami lelevi ave peirise kamoy lerab. Kiven shezoch eze, peirish hamoiche ubozoiche behano, shekibol mimeno alakeye matbeye. So he was eichen the hano, so memele, so he was Eichad Anos, so then Nishayev Zeh, then we'll say, like we said, according to Rav, either the one who was Eichad Matbeya is Nishayev Ba'unsei Achefetz, or without Zeh, he's Nishayev Lushal. V'hod isnan amachlev pore, l'levi ha-perushoi, amachlev pore ba'anoas kabolas hamoy. According to Levi, The makne gives two things. First, he gives a chamoyah, and the hano that you makabel to chamoyah for me, I makne you the pora. Chayin hechlev shoyer bepora the besom. Fine. Now the next taisvus is a moiradiki yisoidis diki taisvus, which there are many gishmakezachen on this taisvus. So let us see the next taisvus. Shmami no. Matbeye nasa chalipin. So the Gemara has learned pshat. Let us see again the Gemara. Kol ha-nasa domim ba'acher, something which usually is used as a payment for something else, which is gematria matbeye. Kivin shezoche zem nischayev zeh b'chalipin. That was the havamin of the Gemara, that the Mishnah is coming to tell us that matbeye nasa chalipin. Shmami no matbeye nasa chalipin. Zektois ves va'af al gav de mois einon kainais. So now we have like this. We're speaking about, let's say, according to Rav. If the koine, the potential koine, gives a matbeya to the makle. So if he gives it in b'toiras chalipin, he's koine the chayfet. If he gives it to b'toiras mois, he's not koine the chayfet, it's mois einam koine. V'av al gav, the mois einam koine, hani mili stomach. Avul imeforesh b'toiras chalipin koine. So Taisva says we're speaking about a koine gave a matbeya, the same matbeya. So Taisva says it depends what was spoken out. If I say I'm giving it to Petoiras Chalipin, it's Chalipin, and Chalipin is koine. If I don't say anything, so Mastama, I'm giving you money, so it's koine Petoiras Dom. So the first malach in Taisvis is that when do you know it's chalipin, when do you know it's domim? He has to speak it out. Normally it's domim. If he says, I'm giving to b'teiras chalipin, then it becomes chalipin. Inami, now Taisvis wants to say, apilu b'stome, apilu doesn't speak out, kiven the machzoloi hamadbeyem, kiderech laharzer asuder, konu achalipin. And I'd like to mention one thing. We're going to have this as the sugya progresses. There are two oifanim of kinyan chalipin. There's a kinyan chalipin of lekayim kol dovo, and that is a suda, which is usually returned. And then there is a chalipin of a tmura, of an exchange. And that, nothing is returned. I'm giving this, and you're giving me that. There is an exchange. In Lachayre, Taisvis, when we're speaking about Matbeya and Nasa Chalipim, so Taisvis is telling us we can learn the Sugya in two Eifanim. The second Eifan is, he returns it. So you see right away, it's you don't have to say anything. He gives it to him, returns it right away. So we see this is Lekayim Koldova. This is Lekayim Koldova. The there's another way of a tamura, of an exchange. So if I'm giving a matbeya, and as an exchange for the matbeya, you're making me a pora, whatever it is. So how do we know that this is kinyan chalipin? Maybe it's kinyan mois. So they said, he said, befeirish, I'm giving this to you, b'toiras chalipin, b'toiras tamura. So then we know this is tamura, this is not chalipin, this is chalipin, and that's mois. But, the way we mentioned a minute ago from the chemde shloime, that there's a difference, mois is kind of right away, and chalipin is pshat is, I mak you to this, you mak me that, there's a delayed effect. So memela, so there's two things, and Taisa speaks about two types of chalipin. Ve'im taima. Nisrefu chitecha ba'aliyah. Vektaisvis, love this, this is chalipin, this is mois, good, the two stuff. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that mois kainais. According to Rabbi Yochanan, mois kainais. So mois is also kainais. Afal pike, chazal wa mafkiya kinyin mois, because they said, listen, this is a shrek. He'll give him the money, he'll give the moicha the money, and so it's, now the kaina is kaina the chitim, and the moicha will not worry about the chitim if they'll burn, if they won't burn. He got paid, chitim belongs to you, a good mutal. So chazal wa oike kinyin mois, why? Because, if you're gonna go according to the letter of the law, the lekeich is going to have a tremendous hefset. Because the moicha will not feel he's responsible for the dover hanimka, so memela, so they were ike kinyan mois. Fine. So what is the difference if you're taking a matbeya, you're giving it b'toyres kinyan mois, or you're giving it b'toyres kinyan chalipet? It's a different seder, a different parsha, a different lumdis. But why were they oiker kinyan mois? They were oiker kinyan mois because they're afraid the moiches is a nisrafu kitecha bali. So for the same reason, they should be oiker kinyan chalipet. Man, here it is. Not as I call a nasa dom in bach. I gave it to give it shezoch. Then it's chayes a chalip. It's finished. It's a lady. It's kinder. What is the difference between chalip and a kinyan kesef? We're talking about a takon and the rabbonon that they were oike kinyan kesef. Al tachshash of nisra pochita chabaliyah. So this chshash, they should be oike kinyan chalip and also. That is Tosfos Kashya. Now, before we go further, there's Mordechai Kashis on this Tosfos. Tosfos, the sugya of Matbeya Nasa Chalipin started that Memhei Amud Beis. Tosfos learned all sugya Memhei Amud Beis, Membova Medalov. We come to the end of Membova Medalov. Tosfos says, why weren't they Oike Kinyan Chalipin? Why did Tosfos wake up that Membova Medalov? This Kashe belongs in the beginning of the sugya. In the beginning of the sugi, we say matbeya nasa chalipim. So kan shayel aben. Why weren't there oike kinyan chalipet? Why did Tosfos wake up over here? This is kasha number one, and this kasha the Masha asks. So the Masha says a beautiful parrot. He says this lumdis that they were oike kinyan mois. Shema Yaimalai Nisra Fuhitecha Baliye, who is the Machaber of this Lamdas? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds Mois Koines. The Mishnah says, Akesef Eine Koines Azo. Rabbi Yochanan learns, even though Mois Koines, but they were Oike Kinyan Kesef, Shema Yaimalai Nisra Fuhitecha Baliye. According to Reish Lokish, that Meshicha is Koine, according to Reish Lokish, so that what it says, Akesef Eine Koines Azo, don't just say lumdis, there's a psagzeire, shem yam nisavitech. Mois isn't kaine. That's what it's talking about. Kesef ain't a kaine sazo because mois ain't a kaine, period. According to Reish Lakish, this whole concept of nisavitech baliyu is non-existent. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's existent. So, Tehilike Marsha, when Tosfos learned taf memheyem at base, there's a yid that says matbeya nikne b'chalipin. So shetoyshe shemei katum. Ah, matbeya nikne b'chalipin. Ah, yeah, let's say nisavuritech baliye. So what's your kasha? Maybe this yid told matbeya nikne b'chalipin. Holds like Reish Lakish. A mishich is kaine. Okay, it's kakasha. She say maybe holds like Reish Lakish. The problem doesn't arise. So you learn memhei matbeis mavova medalev. No problem. I learned the one of Matbe Nikta Bachlib, old like Reish Lakish. Why did Tosfos wake up right at the bottom of the sugya? Here the Gemara found a Mishnah. Kolanase Domim Be'echot is a given Shuzot and his Chayv Zebachot. Here's a Mishnah that says Yekoine. Now, what did Rabbi Yochanan do with this Mishnah? The Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Machlekes Rav and Levi, they're all Amayroi. So I could say the one who holds matbeya and nikneba matbeya is not a chalipin. He holds like Reish Lakish. When it comes to Amayroim, I have no problem with this kasha. The kasha doesn't begin. The man yomah that holds matbeya and not a chalipin holds like Reish Lakish. Mashiach is koine. There never was a gzeira. But here we have a mishnah. Kol anas adomim. Here we have a Mishnah. Now this Mishnah is the Shnim according to Rabbi Yochanan also. Rabbi Yochanan is an Amore. What did Rabbi Yochanan do with this Mishnah? Why? So here, Tosfos woke up on the Membova Medalev on the bottom of the Omid. Here the Gemara brings a raya from a Mishnah Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. And this Mishnah is the same with Rabbi Yochanan also. Why don't we say Nisra Fuchitech Abali? That's the Masha's Tarek. Beautiful, beautiful Tarek. Frek the Masha weiter. Oh, so, it means like this. Kozman, you don't have Tanoim, you have no problem. You can say that the man yomos the matveya nasa chalipin, he holds like Ishlokish. But here we have a Mishnah. A Mishnah all of a sudden, it's not poshut. A Mishnah is not poshut. In fact, the Masho, so Toisha should have woken up before we had a Baraisa. Before we had a Baraisa, Reisha yechamorov upay alav toivin oisai bishu. And Omer the Shulchan, he tenly, so he came over to Shulchan, tenly, but dina mois mafan the same. Vani ala lecho yofo dina etrisis mi moishi yeshli bebeisi. So the Gemara understood that it works with Kinyan Chalipa. He's giving him mois, and he's going to pay him back with yofo dina etrisis mi moishi yeshli bebeisi. The mois that I have in my bais. So, here's a Mishnah. Here is a Mishnah. A Braise. Here's a Braise. So, the Braise, the Gemara understood that the word felt Chalipin. So, Shantesha should have been Marish Eilemus. Ooh, a Braise says by Chalipin is no Gzeire. What did Rabbi Yochanan do with this Braise? Amudike Kashem the Marsho. There's a problem. Tesis, and by the second Mishnah, the Tesis wakes up. Why didn't Tesis, so the Masho says, because till we have a Mishnah, there's no problem. That man can hold like Rish Lokish. But the Masho, but for Mishnah is Israel, we had a Baraisa before. Why didn't Tesis ask this Kasha on the Baraisa? This is the Masho's Kasha. Zogt the Masho, Elias. No. And the Baraisa Tesis didn't have a problem. Why? Taisus didn't have a problem, you know why? Because what is the Braisa talking about? The Braisa is talking about, he went over to Shulchani, he said, give me mois nechoishes, and I'm gonna pay you back with a dinner. Now, a dinner is kesef. Mois on nechoishes. Said the Marsho, yesterday we learned a Rashi. What did Chazal accomplish by saying that Mois Einam Koineis? So Rashi brought down, Dikat Akana was that the Moicha could be Chayza. As long as the Moicha knows he could be Chayza, he's going to be very careful to take care of the money. You know why? Because what if the market goes up? If the market goes up, So it got burnt. He should have been chayza, and he got the more profits. So Chazal said the moicha could be chayza. That will motivate the moicha to be matzel the mois, to be matzel the chayvitz, because it's worthwhile that he should be matzel the chayvitz, because the market might go up. So it's worthwhile to be chayza. So you better be matzel when the chayza comes. Sukta Marsho, that is dafka when I'm selling chitim. So the market of chitim might go up. So if you tell me can be chayza, he's gonna be careful because he'll want to be chayza. But the case of the Barais is speaking about someone bought a dinner kesef. Kesef never goes up. Kesef is kit. So kesef is kit. So memela, what will they accomplish if they'll say it could be chayza? He won't be chayza. He'll never gain anything. Because kesef will never go up. Kesef is kit. The other things go down. But kesef is kit. So that's why when Taisvis learned over here, the Baraisa, Taisvis never kasha, because he could make a takon, it should be chayza, because the chazal won't motivate him, kesef doesn't go up. That's why Taisus waited from over here. Kol anas Domin ba'ach, akivin shezochas and ischayim zeh b'chalipin. Here we're talking one person gave a matvei, the other person gave a behemoth. Here can go up. Here Taisvah says the kasha. That's the masha. A moiradike masha. That's why Taisvah said to wait till the bottom of that mevov of Aleph before Taisvah says the kasha. This is the masha. As I said, this is the masha. Beautiful. So, I'd just like to mention two things. So the Marshoza said if the Dova Hanimka is Keset, then there wouldn't be Misakin that the Moichet could be Chayzer, because the Dova Hanimka never will go up. So that's why I don't accomplish anything by saying that he's able to be Chayzer, because he has nothing to look forward to. So by Matbeis, I don't say that they made a takone because the Moicha won't be chayza. Rabbi Kivega, and our Mishnah says a kesef eine kaines hazov. It says it's also Matbeis, and there we say that it's not kaine. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not kaine. That he said that the Moicha can be Chayza. I say you see that the Moicha will be Chayza filled by Matbeis. The Rabbi Kivega, Moichadik. Hakesef Eina Koines Azov. What's the Peiri and what's the Tive? The Kesef is the Tive and the Zov is the Peiri. The Peiri fluctuates. Zov will go up and down. So Memela there, we made a Takone that the Moicha can be Chayza. So Hakesef Eina Koines Azov. Here we're speaking about with Kinyan Chalipin, that he's giving him the choishes for Kesef. So the Kesef will never go up. So that's why Taisus here, by the previous Baraisa, Taisus did not ask a kasha that let us say, Shemayim and Nisvuchitecha Baliyah, because by money, he can never be choisa. He won't be choisa because money never gets tired. You don't say Shema Yishyaka by Tivet. That is the Masha's Teres. That's the Hagdome, why Ataisus waited till the Tav Membov Soifa Omo to ask the Kasha. I would just like to be Moisef Aha Ore. That your Mayor Ilowitz asked, he says, this lomdus of the Masha we had mentioned in the beginning of Perek Hazov, that's what we say, that the Matbeye is kit, and the Peri fluctuates, so the Chazon Ish explains, really, that's what there is, a fluctuation in values does not necessarily have to come about because of the chafetzim. It could be because kesef got cheaper, there's an abundance of silver. It could be that there became a scarcity of silver. That means the siva could very well be when now let's say that the silver will buy more. So napshat is that the chafetzim became cheaper. And the real reason is because the silver became more scarce. So silver became worth more. So be'etzim, the reason of the fluctuation is not necessarily dependent that the chafetzim fluctuated. It could very well be that the silver fluctuated. But the Chazon Ish said, this is a halacha. Chazal said we needed a measurement of values, what to measure values. So we said that the Matbeya is the ruler, and we assume, even though this is not true, Alpiemis, but halachically, we use the Matbeya as the ruler, and we say the Chafetzim fluctuate. Even though between you and me, the reason could be that there's a scarcity of silver or an abundance of silver. So he has to make the kikasha on the Marsha. The Marsha says that if, even though he could be chayza, he won't be chayza, because he is nothing but to gain to be chayza, because silver will remain the same. It's not true. If silver becomes scarce, everything will be able to get much more. In Lomdus we say everything got cheaper. The potatoes got cheaper, the apples got cheaper. But in reality, you know why this happened? Because silver got scarce. So in Lomdus, this is halachically, we assume that everything got cheaper. That's why before you could buy 1 pound of potatoes for dinner, now you can buy 4 pounds of potatoes for dinner. So everything, the potatoes got cheaper, the tomatoes got cheaper, everything got cheaper. That's halachically we say this. But in reality, you know what really happened? What really happened was that silver got scarce. So since silver got scarce, and now we can buy with a dinner of silver, we can buy 4 pounds of potatoes. In reality, silver became worth more. Halachically, we assume some emela. Here we're talking about if it's worthwhile to be chayza. Is it worthwhile to be chayza? Is it worthwhile to be chayza? Well, even though in Lomdus it's called kids, it's worthwhile to be chayza. He asked on the Marsha, according to the Chazon Ish. Al Kaponim, now we have here Tosfos Akash. Tosfos says, but over here we are speaking about that a person gave a matbeya and these kind of chayfets. And so Tosfos asked, why don't we say that it shouldn't be kaina, even though it's a different kinyan? Let us say nisru fuchitecha baliyah, and we should say that chalipin should not be kaina. Yes, loima. So now, we had mentioned before, there are two types of chalipin. There's a chalipin of tamura, that there is an exchange, that's one type of a chalipin. And then in this exchange, Tosfos said, so he has to specify the one at Beteiras Domim or Beteiras Chalipin. And then there is a Lekayim Koldova, a Kinyan Suda. And on both these cases, Tosfos says, but let us say that it's not Koine, Shema Yemen Isrufu Chitecha Baliyah. Yes, Loimah, so Tosfos says like this. In the first case, when there was an exchange, and he was mefaret, that he wants to be kaina b'teres chalipin, l'shriach milse sheyikna hamois terech chalipin. It is not shriach that a person should give a madbeya as an exchange, terech chalipin. Why? Why is it l'shriach? Loishchiach sheyitein hamoicha chepsoi b'chalipin moish she'einam shovei samekach. The derech chalipin she'einam shovim mois hamekach. Goes the rabbona k'diyomah b'somoch k'abi hechlef d'meisher b'pore. That if you have a Kenyan mois, that's loishchiach, legos harabon. So Tosfos said, if a person is making a Kenyan chalipin of tmura, and he's making it a matbeya for a chayfet, so he says, if he's saying b'teiras chalipin, usually, and normally you're making it b'teiras chalipin, the purpose and the mechuvan of this is that it is not worth the same amount. Why? I want to make teiras chalipin. Because that is not in the lumbus. If I'm paying for it, listen, Rabbi, you're giving me money, so pay me, it's the price $100, give me $80, shame shemaim, and shuldig. If you're paying me, pay me $100. There's no such kinyan of kesef that you don't pay the whole amount. Chalipin, the kinyan of tmura by chalipin is normally done when the two articles are not They don't have the same value. They're not worth mamish the same. So Memele, if we are speaking about a case of an exchange, that a person is exchanging a matbeya for a chepet, and he says, b'teiras chalipin, the story is speaking about that he's giving him $80 for a $100 chepet. That is the story. That's when you make it b'teiras chalipin. So Taisha says, this is a musa, the lo shchiche, to make an exchange with a matbeya. And the matbeya is not worth the same. If I'm making an exchange, a chamel with a pole, so good. So we're exchanging a chamel with a pole. So even though the monetary value, one is worth more than the other, that's irrelevant. That's not, we're making an exchange. We're not looking that the monetary value should shtip. But if we're speaking about a matbeya for a chayfet, and I'll give you a matbeya that's worth less than the monetary value of the chayfet, that is leishliach. Play goes the rabbon kedama b'samach gabi hechlev the meisher b'pal. Right. That if it's an exchange. Kinyan suda de shchita. But what if I'm giving a kinyan suda? That means I'm giving it to you and you can give it back to me. This is only a maisa kinyan. Then you're going to pay for it. So that means the kinyan is only lekayim adova and then you're going to pay for it. This is a milsa de shchita. Now if I'm kinyan, as soon as I give the suda, you're going to say nisla furitecha baliya. That's the Yisus Kashi. Kinyan suda de shchita leka lemechesh. Shema yomel nisla v'ritecha bali. The given the lekibal amoicher amois in a case which only a ma'aser kinyan, and he's waiting to get paid. Torech umatzel pen yisarav alekech litin lo yamois. So Tosfos says, if you only made a ma'aser kinyan, there's nothing but to worry about. You don't have to give the moicher an incentive to be matzel the chayfetz. He sure has an incentive. He knows if the chayfetz burnt, and the till they'll see the money, he'll turn over in his grave. Because the chayfetz burnt, he'll say, well, it's your chayfetz. Good. So Yen will tell him, well, you'll get paid when you'll get paid. So Mamela, so that's Taisvis Teretz. So Taisvis says, so Bekitza Taisvis Teretz is, there are two types of chalipin. There's a chalipin of tamure, there's a chalipin of suda, and the chalipin of tamure is a milsa de lo shriche, so therefore, the milsa lo shriche like goes to be rabbonim. The chalipin of suda, which is shriche, there's nothing what to be afraid of, because there's no, the chshash of shem yom nisa v'chitecha ba'aliyah, because he'll zicha be matzal it, because he wants to make sure he'll get completely paid. Agavucha, just one more kasha. L'chayre, you can purchase something, kesef, with chilas piroin. You can give a down payment. Now, l'chayre, it should come out when you give a down payment, so there, but Moy should be kainer, because Taisus just said as for it, that by if he didn't get the whole money, he's going to be matzalit. So here the Yaitza brings down, in Kinyan Kesef, then there's a like plug already. In Kinyan Kesef alone, since when he pays the whole money, there is a gzera. So to say if he paid the whole money, 3/4 of the money, half the money, Chazal made a like plug and they did not want to differentiate how much money he paid. That is this Taisvis. Now let us see further. Operi nami of the chalipin, keset hechlit bosa sheir bepola. Now let us just refresh our memory. The Gemara had learned pshat that kol anasa domim ba'acha means madbeya. Kol anasa domim ba'acha kibin shuzoch hazen yishchayim zeh b'chalipin. Then the Gemara said, to learn a different shot, it's not going on Matbeya, it's going on Betaltlim, Kolanishim, Domim, Ba'acha, Kivin, Shezochas, and Ischaib, Zebechalipim, and it's going by Betaltlim, not by Matbeya. And the Gemara says, because the Sefer is speaking about Betaltlim, it says, Ketat Echlev, Shoyer, Beporei, Chamoyer, Beshoyer. So the Gemara says, so it's mistava, this pshat kol anishim domim ba'acha, we're talking about metaltala. But according, yeah, so the Gemara asks, but according to the first pshat, kol anasa domim ba'acha, which means matbeya, so how do you learn the sefer, keitzat hechlef, sheir beparev? So the Gemara said, Upeiri nami of the Khalipin Keitat Hechlif Boso Shoir Bepola. That was the Girsa that Taisva said. Rashi was Moichik this Girsa. Rashi said Hechlif Shoir Bepola, not Boso Shoir Bepola. Let us see Taisva. Rashi Legoras Boso Boso. The Sheir Uporo Chayim, a Sheir Uporo is also Mikrinami Peiri. So why do you have to say that Boso Sheir? A Sheir is also a Peiri. Uporich L'Rav Nachman, so now, according to Rav Nachman that holds that Peiri lay of the Chalipin, so however you learn Pshat in the Reisha, Kol anase domim be'echod, which means matbeye, or kol anishim domim be'echod, which means metaltalim, this akashe and Rav Nachman was peirei of the chalipin. How does this work? So according to Rashi, Yopoich Rav Nachman, be'elamai desal kedaitach mi'ikore, that it's going on matbeye and the sefer is going on peirei, Beilamayda Mishani Kolanishim, that everything is going on metalfon, but it's also speaking about Peiris, because Asher Apora are Peiris. Vikosha, fact is, if that is so, then Cain, Ochi Nami Mistavra Leikoi Lefia Maskone, Rav Nachman, Shetzorich Loima Yesh Domim Shehein Kechalipe. The Gemara said you have to say Kol Hanishim because of the Sefer. It says Keitzat Hechlef Sheir Bepor. So Taraya, this pshat is an emes pshat. According to Rashi, however you learn pshat, you learn kol anase or kol anishim, the sefer is speaking about the peri of the chalipin. So why is kol anishim more mistaber than kol anase? Both of them are speaking about chalipin. V'loi koi lafi ha-maskona l'Rav Nachman, shetzorich loima yesh domim she'en kechalipin. According to Rav Nachman, you have to say Yishdom Shein Kechalipin. So you can learn Matbeye. Matbeye means Yishdom Shein Kechalipin. So you can, Lafia Emes Kol Hanase. You could learn, Lafia Emes, you can learn Kol Hanase, Kol Hanishum. Lefi Emes, both of them are going on the Meipore, and it's a Kinyan Mois, the Loi Shriche. So it's, Lefi Emes, it's not more Mestava one than the other. According to Rav Nachman, what's the Hochi Nami Mestavre? According to the Maskone. Oit Koshel Rashi. Now here, Taishus asks, Samir de Kekashan Rashi. The posok lekamon kereish lokish. Rashi shite, the big machlokes. Rashi paskins lahaloche like reish lokish, that meshiche is koine. That's how is loy metuk meklal masnissen. The kaimalon. So how do we say pshat in the Mishnah? The kaimalon, we paskin. The peiri le obdik chalipin ke Rav Nachman. We paskin that peiri is le obdik chalipin. Veleke le shnuye u peiri nami obdik chalipin. Because we paskin peiri le obdik chalipin. V'loi yesh domim shen kechalipin, Rav Nachman's pshat that the yesh domim des akinyin mois ha-reshchiyach, we also can say like Rav Nachman, because l'divrei Rashi, the pasuk Eresh Lakish, that means this whole shtick teure, that Rav Nachman said that yesh domim shen kechalipin, mois ha-reshchiyach, and mois is teure, that's actually held like Rav Yochanan. La halacha Rashi paskins like Resh Lakish, that Mashiach is koine, Mois aneve koine, frek Tosfos lefi ha-emes, this Mishneh, la halacha, this Mishneh is no pshat. The Mishneh says, keitzat hechlif shoyer bepore, according to Rashi, a shoyer is peri. We paskin la halacha peri le'ovdi chalipin. We can't say Rav Nachman's pshat because we paskin like Resh Lakish that Mashiach is koine. So we have a Mishneh la halacha that's not a iskal. Which is a pella. V'oit, kasha number three. Rabbeinu Chananu, v'Rav Alfis, Usforim kadmoinim, garsi upeiri nami ovdi chalipin keitzat, hechlef boso shoyer beporo. Ubishnuye de cholanishim lekomar boso shoyer. That means, that's what Rashi said,